always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always
good evening.
Take
you have that music. Wouldn't it be nice if I could reverse that for everybody on earth? Not that they will want to be that way, but it's possible. I've been watching my videos on Fox News, and there's so many different ideas about this and ideas about that. I mean, the right isn't right, and the left is not right. What we need is a simple way of overcoming anybody or anything. Now, is something about that that has two sides to it. One is to be a bully and overcome those who do not know how to deal with bullies and give themselves to the bully, and the bully loves that, and that's the kind of love they're going to get. See, because you're giving yourself, you feel guilty. Whenever, the moment, it only needs, I just started again, it only needs a single overreaction or just a reaction to breach, open your mind, and there imprint every type caste behavior with an infinite variety of associated mental, emotional behaviors. In other words, pick a behavior, and if I take an innocent person, just start from the very beginning. You come into the world, and the world comes into you. Now, if the world doesn't come into you, and you're able to stay with the intuition you have, you win. That's rare. Most of you give in. Most of you get upset, and the minute you're upset, you lose your relationship with God, who created everything and you in His image, and immediately the bully owns you. It only needs a single reaction, one, to do you in for the rest of your life, to breach open your mind and separate your soul from the inner light, which I call the intuition. The intuition. You get an intuition. Not tuition, not of the world, but who made the world. In other words, you've got two choices. You see, two choices. One, doubt. But you don't have a choice for that. Because who understands what I'm saying when you're a little baby or you're a little kid and you don't know what the world is like your schools and universities? They all understand what the dark side of the force is. And so I'm going to say it again. You only have two choices. But one of them isn't a choice, because when you come into the world, and the culture, so let's take the culture first. If you were in Borneo, you'd be a cannibal. If you were in Hitler Germany, you'd be a fascist and killing the innocent. ISIS as well, it's always there. You can make a person become anything. There's not a thing you can make a person do. There isn't anything. And they cannot escape it. Once you're in that road, once you're down that road, and the road I'm talking about is when you come into the world. And the world, meaning your mother, who lost it to her mother with a failing father, like you have also. So when you come into the world, your mother does not know. She does not understand what love is. There is only love you can find is not of this earth. It does not exist in this world except a certain kind of person who understands his dilemma, or has come into the world and holds it fast, or suffering the pain listening to Roy Masters on the radio, bringing him back to reality. I'm Roy Masters. Bye-bye.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Roy. And if you'd like to call me, I might do 2 hours tonight. Who knows? I used to do 2, and then used to do 3. But as I'm getting older, you know how that is. But I'm still strong, and I love doing what I'm doing. And so if you have a problem, would you do me a favor? See if you can start with the program, with the first part of the program, which is changed to the second part of it, which is only about 5 minutes into the from the 6 o'clock time. The number is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. West Coast time. That's all. Now, I am going to say it again, just for those who missed this, what I said in the beginning. And I'm going to continue from last night. And the subject last night was, how was it last night? I'm getting old and forgetting things sometimes. But there's only 2 things or 2 reactions or actions and reactions. One is pride, and the other one is doubt. You see, so when you come into the world, as I said, I keep saying this, because when you come into the world and your mother is ignorant and basically hypnotic. And I'll tell you again now. Let me start again. When you have experience emotion, a strong emotion of cruelty, it imprints into you with an energy, emotional energy. That's the energy that's negative. There's no such thing as negative, emotion. Emotions are for animals, and human beings who have emotions are half animal and half human, and therefore susceptible. And as being susceptible, it's at the beginning where you come into the world. And when you come into the world, as I said yesterday, and I begin to say it today, and you missed some of that, but when you come into the world, there's 2 factors. One extends from the other. And you are overreacting your mother loves you too much and shocks you by that, you'd be surprised how too much love shocks. It pulls and creates a hostility in the child. Or they become addicted to it after being angry, because once they feel that they're being loved, they feel the pull and the pull and taking them away from whatever it is called, I call the light. But it's uncomfortable for anybody to try to love you so you will love them back. That's what the mother wants. She wants the baby to, she loves the baby, so the baby makes her feel wonderful. And the husband, of course, says it's in sex, he feels wonderful. But neither one of you are wonderful. You don't know what wonderful is. So, when you come into the world, I'm going to go over and over it again. And we're talking about two different realms. The dark side, nothing. The dark side, I don't know what that is. But something comes up from the dark side, mostly through the women, and poisons the men by giving him too much love. It's an appeaser. Means he wants more sex, and it's not healthy to become there's a name for that, a lady that gives sex to everybody, and I can't find the word, but now you know what it is. See, so men have a hungry that, you know, when you have a hungry sexual emotion, I want to give you a story. I'm going to break in and tell a story. I was in England about 30 or 40 years ago, and I have a foundation there too. And when I first started the foundation, I couldn't find anybody. I got a gentleman, and he seemed very intelligent because he seems to be able to remember everything I say from a boat in the ocean there. I forgot the name of the ocean, the water between England and France. It was ridiculous, but it's been such a long time. And I don't have such a good memory anymore. I have to do the best I can. And so, well, he cheated me, but what I learned from this in the very last days, he says, I have a sexual problem. I've never heard of this before, but I recognize it with ISIS and everything else. I'm aware, I'm becoming more and more aware of the things that people say and shape up to me, where I've never seen this before or heard it before, but I get it. And he says, I have to have the sex. And so he went into a binge, that's the way I thought it. And he had first sex for, he'd find a person to have sex with, but the guilt of it. See, sex, it takes away the pain because it's so pleasurable. It is pleasurable. A steak is pleasurable. Lots of things are pleasurable, but you don't want to get a feeling from it. You can say, it's a nice piece of meat. pardon me for picking that. But I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to be rude. It seems like it comes out that way sometimes. And so, but every man looks to a woman because he comes from a woman. Adam came from God. You came from a woman that has never been loved. She stole Eve. And you're the failing father, Adam. You're born to give in. But you wouldn't have been given in had your father was a nobleman. He has authority. And he's not too hungry for love, which is what we call pleasure. But lots of things are pleasure. You can eat food without getting excited and losing yourself in the food. You can lose yourself in anything, and that becomes a drug. Food is a drug. It's not meant to be a drug, but it is. It is if you misuse it. And sex is not bad, is you don't misuse it. You have to watch a lady and not be pushy, nor be an appeaser. Oh, you know, speak nice, and, you know, I'll buy you a nice car. Well, I don't know how you do it, but you want to do, give her to get her to do something so you can give her something. That's not love. Love is very simple. You're kind, you do something good, and you don't know how, that you're not really knowing how good it is to the person. But there are some people who can recognize that you're coming from a different place. I, Roy Masters, of coming from a different place. I don't have emotion. I have lots of pain. I have suffered a lot. It's a long story, and I won't go into that now. But I've suffered pain for 50 years. I have learned not to hate pain and what it does, not to be angry at the pain, not be resentful towards the pain, not blame the doctor for not doing it right or making me addicted to the chemistry. No. Purity is represented by a simple, non-emotional kindness, and it is felt. In other words, you're not asking to cause a person to react to you, because the what's coming through you, which I will show you, what comes through you is not you. It is a light, an energy from the realm. There's a realm out there. There's a dark realm and another kind. As a scientist, you would not understand what I'm saying. You couldn't care less. But just to break away just for a minute, to make it easy, in the beginning there was the void. All physicists would understand that. It was nothing. Nothing. But nothing is a something, because it's a void. It's endless. It's plenty of room. Infinite room. And then all of a sudden something says, let there be light. Where did that come from? Well, scientists call that infinitely hot. Infinitely hot. Meaning it's always the same for all eternity. And the infinitely cold, also making room for what's coming out of the heat called gravity. Now, they didn't know that. I just told them. They're looking for what is the underpinning of gravity. What's underneath? It's the void, where by your Bible says, "Let there be light." Where did that come from? Where can they come? Where is the nothing? There must be a something somewhere, which is not a something, and you can't grasp it. But Roy Masters has grasped it. You see, what I look for, I didn't realize I was looking for it, but for my whole life I was looking for meaning. And I didn't know I came into a family. Had a father like I had a father. You didn't know he was there, but he was. And he didn't meddle with me. He just let me play with all kinds of things, chemistry, all kinds of technology things, and me playing with them and building and blowing myself up. He recognized that there's an intuition. He could speak 11 languages. And he could build anything. I mean anything. And he couldn't get a job in those days. The times were very bad. But anyway, I'm just saying that I had an advantage that you lost. Most of you lose this. And that's why I can see it. Because my father was strong, in a good way, gentle. And his very presence enabled me to be who I am and to hold fast to the intuitive self that was given to every human being on earth. But, well, I don't say, maybe I should not say that. Maybe I should start the thought again. I said in the opening program, you are have that when you come into the world now. Listen, when Adam came into the world, God made him and took a piece of and made Eve. And the relationship with God was broken when she says she helped him to eat the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And the minute he did that, he got disconnected. And who was he connected to? The woman. And who spoke to the woman? Well, it's from the realm. And there's a realm on behind the woman. It's still there. It's in your mother. And why? Where is your father? He's hungry. He's coming from you, and it sort of turns it upside down. All of a sudden, instead of coming from God, you're coming from the woman. And you're looking for her to love you, and to love you, and to love you. And you, after a while, you become addicted to it. But you're so guilty. You're so wrong. You're hungrier. And the more you get, the more hungry you become. It's like a drug. You get these poisons from South America. And these poisons are dope. And of course, there's a dope that enjoys their value. And so the person who comes to you and lifts you up with some kind of potion, there's many of them. God knows how many there are. Opioids, recently. And it's the same thing. If you can grasp the thing that when you're hungry, when you're empty, when you're lonely, you look for the answer of fulfillment. But if you have lost your intuition, you will not know where fulfillment is. It's still in you. And it's not only that, but it's still in you because when you came out of the woman and the failing man and didn't say put down that baby and don't spoil the baby and don't get upset with the baby, and then of course he needs not to get upset either, but you only hurt the ones you love, the ones you wouldn't hurt at all, and that's what I opened the program with. There's no happiness anywhere because you don't understand what I'm talking about. But God bless you all. Let me say it again 1,000 times, see, because it's not easy to grasp that the whole universe, you count the universe, I don't know people in the universe, but in a whole world, every culture has its own crazy behavior. And every culture has within it murderers and killers. And you just, it's just, it's, you, there's so many ways people committing suicide, people just, it's, how many ways can you say it? I just gave you a list. Food. Why would food destroy you? Because you love it too much. Because you look to it for pleasure. You look for the pleasure and oh, that was so good. No. You just became more demoralized because you're pulling, especially from the woman who likes to cook a lot and to please her husband. Now, it's not a bad thing to want to please your husband, but there's two ways of doing that. There's one that gives you love without wanting them back. Are you a person that loves and doesn't want anything? And in that process of loving, you do not know that you are loving, because you are not loving any more than you were wicked, because the wickedness was coming through you and it used your brain and the words in your mind. Yes, it comes through. The dark side sucks on you. It emboldens itself in you, especially when you feel empty. And when in emptiness, you want something to give you love, to give you a good feeling. But the good feeling is coming. When you do this, you become a slave of it. Because if you look to a person and love them, or think that you love them, and they feel the pull of obligation, then the person who feels the pull is overcome by resentment. They feel the pull. They feel like they've lost something. But then they will give you something back, because in a sense you will give them the person that's played with you that way. You can give them that way. And that person who is upset feels the guilt, feels the fact that he's been taken away from the ground of his being, and he feels emptier, and still wants to give, and gets angry, and that's the way he gets energy. And the energy comes to go and appease himself to the person as a bully. So if you get upset with your mother, you feel guilty. And why are you getting upset with your mother? Because she doesn't see. She does not see. She's in a hypnotic state. When she came into the world, she came into the realm, the world. She came into the world and the culture. And whatever the culture is, even if I can just say it, you go to Borneo, you become a cannibal. And you're in ISIS, you become ISIS. And you could be changed into anything. And I mean anything. You go crazy. And everybody's a drug addict. You're all drug addicts. Listen, fatso. Let's see, just watch it. Watch this. I said fatso. Come on, lady fatsos. Watch that reaction. You say, who is this person? You get angry, don't you? Well, that's what I'm going to do. That's how I own you. But in this case, I'm only making a point. So you can calm your jets, you know, jet your calm or whatever it is. Calm, calm. I know your reaction is, and the minute I said that to you, who's he? Angry. If I say to you now, once you stop to come at, now, it may fail. What I'm about to say may fail only if you come back to yourself. And you know I didn't mean to do it to hurt you. I did it to get you to see it in action. But if you have a resentment, you're going to say to yourself, I'm not going to listen to him again. Oh, yes, you will. I guarantee you, if you stay angry, promise you, guarantee that if you got angry and you still walk away angry, I have the light and you have the darkness. And you can't hurt me, but I can help you. See, it's because when I did that from a bright side, I pointed a bright side into you, and you hated it. Even if I tried to show you again and again, but the good person recognized it and said, oh, I see what he's talking about. And he's free. All right. How are you enjoying this? I'm playing with you. And when I said what I said just a few minutes ago, so I don't have to go over it, I gave you a shock. I called fat people pigs. But I didn't do it purposely. But it may be true that you are, because you're piggish. Now let me just continue with it. Now I'm trying to show you that when you eat the forbidden fruit, or you eat so much food that it's tantamount to drugs, the more you eat, the better you feel, the worse you get. And the anxiety drives you to, oh, that's so wonderful, I need some more. Well, I felt then you feel good, you feel better. No, the feeling is a lie. It's a feeling that makes you feel better, but introduces itself more so. See that? What you get from it is sickness of every single kind. So if you're drugged with food, you're drugged with sex, you could be drugged with jealousy. Yes, my brother died from jealousy. When my father died, my mother called me in, and I became like the husband, and that's how I became who I am. But my brother saw it differently, and so I went to work, and I was the man of the house. And my wife, my mother, she liked my strength, because it was from my father. What else could it be better? But I said something nice about my father. In the beginning, you may not have heard of it. But he saw me as the one that she loves. And he was jealous of that his whole life. And I won't get you into it, but he died from it. He hated me. But the more he hated me, the more I loved him. And what does that mean? The more I loved him, I didn't get resentful. I understood what his problem was. And I just didn't get upset. But he wants me to get upset. He wants me to fail. And he becomes a very successful architect. I helped him to be that. I paid all the money for it, most of it. I took him to Africa with me. I put him in Witwatersrand, I can't remember exactly, university. But still, he didn't appreciate it. He just got as much as he could get out of me, so and so forth. Anyway, I see now we're halfway through the program, and we have Adam, and can't do the meditation, wants to help knowing God's will. I like that. So I'll just put this aside for a moment. Just understand this. You've got the worst side or the best side of Paradise Lost. And I'm going to say one more time to you again. There is only what I'm saying, never mind all the sicknesses and diseases. Every disease, 95%, you'd have to have a snake bite to give that percentage of 5%. Everything is wrong. Everything. Except nothing. Everything. Can you understand? Food is a drug. Sex is a drug. It doesn't have to be. You can't look to food to love to save you. Can you? But you see, there is. Within that realm, when you come into the realm, you see, I keep saying that. When you're born into the realm, you're subject to the culture of that realm or world you come into. So you can't help a person who's ISIS and wants to kill people, because he has such a terrible agony of being beaten and beaten and beaten, so that, and not learning anything about anything, and just he wants to die. He wants to take his own life, because the pain is so great he'll do anything to get relief. And it's the same thing in you. But he becomes a killer. You see? They breed killers. But the big guys, they don't do the killing. They get the other people to do the killing for them, give them the power. The wicked ones, yes. There's lots of wicked ones. There's lots of wicked people in America who understand what I just said. And I gave a shock to a lot of you, and especially you fatsos. See, I say it again because it's a little shock. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but you're going to die from that. And there's God knows how many 50 ways of dying from eating too much food. If I could explain this to the doctors, of course they wouldn't want it, because since there's only one problem that creates all the others, all you have to do is to understand this one problem and give yourself back to your creator. And you can do that, because when you came into the world, you had it. But you didn't lose it, you just lost it. And so therefore, those of you who have it still, it's somewhere inside you. And you get to a point, you says, well, I'm trying to do this, I try to be brave, I try to be get money, I try to be, I try to make my own life, I make my own story. And you know what? I think I can remember something that Jesus says in the Bible. I wish I could remember it. I hope it comes out right. Oh no, I forgot it. I'm sorry. But there's something about, oh, I should have written down on a piece of paper. Anyway, do you see I threaten the medical people? Now, there is a reason for medicine, don't get me wrong. But there's a way of life. And that way of life is juxtaposed to the other way of life. And the way of life you come into the world with, and the culture comes into you, that's your conflict. And depending upon what the conflict was, would, especially with men, with sex, so the first thing that comes to their head is sex. And they look to the woman. They're looking for a mother, something motherly, that has sex to give. And he pulls it through the woman. He pulls the feeling. Now, there's a proper way of sex. But if you have an emptiness, if you have an emptiness, anxiety, then you must have something to take you away from the agony of anxiety. It's like scratching on, it's like scratching your nails on the on a school board. It's horrible, and it will call you to want to, it will cause you to commit suicide. How many people commit suicide? Not all of you, and some of you are sensible enough to look another way, and hopefully you find it on this radio program. If you support it, I'd appreciate it. Just for a minute, so you know I can only stay on this program if you help me, and help me so I can help mostly. I'm more interested, even though I'm interested mostly in helping the veterans who listen to me. You also have post-traumatic stress disorder, because the suffering that you have to experience requires you to keep on suffering and getting the wrong answers. The wrong answers. This person, that person, this drug, alcohol, food, you name it. It rises to the occasion of your need. And the more you love it, the more it demoralizes you. And then it's called death. But there is such a thing as eternal life. Why do you have an awareness? The chimpanzee doesn't. He doesn't have an awareness. He doesn't... No, I didn't say it right. You don't have the awareness because you're in a hypnotic state. Please listen to me. Everything I've said to you this evening shows you how simple your problem is. There's no great complex. Just understand how to sit quietly. And I see I'm going to take too much time before I get to this Adam in a few minutes. So I'll try to speed it up a little bit. But the agony of alcohol, food, you name it, anything that makes you feel good, lies. It's a lie, and you love the lie and the liar. You love the people who love the worst in you. And that's, in the mother, that would be the worst in you, isn't it? If you love a woman and she gives you a sense of worth, which is worthless, meaning you are you're more worthless than you were before you had that sex relationship. And but the point is, it separates you from your ground of being. And so, let me say one quick thing of ground of being, and then I'll take my call. 800-866-8883 if you want to call. I might do a second hour. I don't know yet. But all I want you to understand is simple. Medicine, psychiatry and psychology. Even we do need medicine, we do need this, but you're only 10%. I gather 10% of all of you listening to me, all your misery and all your suffering will be, how can I say it? All the wills, do you remember? I'm trying to say something. And it's not easy because you don't have the words for it, but you can hear the way I'm speaking. Everything that makes you feel better, just take it. If you have love of art, and you get a beautiful picture, and you paid $1 million for it, and you feel so important, and it's the same with anything. Anything makes you feel better makes you worse, and you die in a special way. So you have hundreds and thousands of different diseases. And the animals may not have hardly any. Hundreds of thousands of diseases. And all variations of it. There's something wrong with the human race. Everybody has the same relationship with darkness. Or you change who owns you. When you came into the world, you were owned by what? What your mother had, and she came into the world from her mother, and it goes about all the way back to Paradise Lost. Nearly every woman needs to have the hate. How can I say this? She needs to love the hell out of her. Not the hell in her to feel good about yourself. It is a matter of the way you see it. See? And so, but if you sit still, now I'm just going to take a little piece of time and then take my call if he's still there. Okay? And just a little quickie. All you need to do and to understand is to know that your mother was the extension of her mother all the way back to Paradise Lost. and hardly anybody understands what that is. They don't understand their condition, but it's always the same. You're either a bully or you're an appeaser. See, you're an appeaser to the bully, and you're appeasing to the bully, you're actually trying to please the bully to love you. And you see, it's just not going to work. There's no love in the world, but there's love in the being that created the world. He created the world. Look at around you. Look at the trees, the flowers, and the bees. Look at it. Look at a leaf. Look at a blade of grass. See the magic of it. Look at the little tiny things in the woman, and little tiny things in the man. And you put those two things together. They have names to it, which I forgot. Wait, you know what I'm talking about? And it's so tiny. How did it create a baby? And how did it create a huge man? We take for granted people walking around, oh, it's a nice baby, it just came out. But don't you understand? How could something so tiny, under a microscope, put a human being together? Well, we take it, you know. It's a baby. It has sex and it has babies. That's about it. But what about the babies? How do you deal with the baby when it comes in? We enter now into a world of love and hate. There's only love and hate, and love is not love. It's also a kind of hate. Because you want something when you give yourself to somebody. Now this is... No, I'm asking you to support the program. And I think that's natural if you get better. I have to make a living and to keep the program on the air. But I love this. But the love I have doesn't have a feeling. I have energy. But I can tell you something about that too quickly. No matter what I experience, all the different pressures on me, all the different pressures, every kind. I'm almost 90 years old. I've been through it. And all that time, I didn't understand why I never felt any hostility towards anybody. And it kept me safe. Because that's all there is. Love is a giving thing. And it can't come from you. It has to come through you. And Jesus says, why call me good? Only God is good. Got it. Did you understand that just now? There is no good in the world. You have to find that place where, beyond which you cannot see. In the beginning there was a void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And all of a sudden, from the void, infinitely cold, infinite distance to build a universe. Infinite, very important. The cold is very airy, very important. If you don't have that, you can't have a universe. So then nothing is becoming something. And then you have, let there be light. All right, now you have a problem in science. You have a real big problem in science, don't you? You call it a singularity. And you just call it that. But who made it? Who made heat to last forever? You can forget the void because there's nothing there. But the important thing is that it's necessary. If there wasn't a void, you couldn't put it into anything into it. If you have a big balloon, you can stretch it far enough, you can make it big as the universe. But still, you have to have energy to do that, to continue it. See? And I'm talking to you about that realm. That realm is me talking to you now. I cannot cure you. If you are cured of anything, it's not me. It is through me, but not from me. Do you understand that? Do you understand why I'm harsh? Jesus was harsh. In other words, he's the fighter. There's a right time to fight. And I'm pointing to the one that Jesus fought. He threw all the bad guys out of the temple, and threw the canaries away, and the chickens, and the money, the gold, and nobody touched him. Nobody could touch him. I'm saying to you, if you understand where I'm coming from, and you see, because you love the truth, and you didn't know how much you loved it, and so you see it's coming through me as an energy, and it touches you in such a way it takes away all your misery just from being here tonight. And if I would come into a room, there'd be two types of people. One would hate me just for my presence, and the other person differently. It deals with me differently. He feels something coming from me that's curative. It touches that individual in such a way, without a word being spoken. If you watch me on Facebook using a cross, I'll walk around this 500 people and just go around and touch them. Or you see darkness blowing up and crying and redemption. It's not me. You can do that cross and you won't be able to do it. You have to have the light. But the light has me. I have to be very careful how I say this. I say you have to have the light. But the light wants you. Light is love. And that's what you're looking for, but you're looking for it in all the wrong places. So you have to learn to understand what it means by to be still and know that I am God. That's what he's saying. Be quiet. Do nothing. I discussed that yesterday. Now, I have to get to Adam. I have got about 8 minutes with him. Adam, I appreciate you waiting all this time. So what can I do for you?
No problem. I just want to say first, it's really a great honor to be talking to you. I really appreciate everything that you're doing. I came across you about 5 months ago, and I've just literally been absorbing your messages through podcasts and Facebook and YouTube constantly every day. And it just rings true for me, and it's given me just such more of a grasp on life. And I just really, really appreciate it.
We only have a little time, I'm sorry. But may I share with you something that quickens the way you towards Paradise Lost? I can show you.
Yes, sir.
Would you do me a favor,
yes,
or yourself a favor? Close your eyes. Are you sitting in a chair?
I'm actually driving right now.
Okay. Where are you?
I'm actually driving right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you pull over for a second?
Yes, sir. I am coming up on a spot. I can pull over, and I will definitely do that.
And I'll talk to you while you're doing it. What I'm going to ask you to do when you get there and sit quietly in the car, I want you to close your eyes and do something rather unusual. When you close your eyes, you tend to go to sleep, or you have so many thoughts in your head you can't go to sleep. But if you will look at your eyelids from the inside with your eyes closed, something, that's the beginning of what you're looking for. Now, why were the eyelids? Why were the little pixels that move across the screen of the mind? Have you stopped yet?
Yes, sir. I'm actually pulling into a gas station right now to park.
All right. So just give me the word, and I'll be talking to you all the way there.
So I'm pulling in now, and I'm parking. My question was, I've been doing the meditation, but I'm
no. Listen. Yes, I'm going to give you a little. I'm going to give you a meditation myself, if I have the time.
Because I am parking ready.
Yes. Can you look at your eyelids?
Yes, sir.
With your eyes closed?
Yes, sir.
Now, What do you see moving anything there?
I don't see anything right now.
It's not black. It's not.
Yes, sir.
Pitch black. It's little pixels. You'll see little flashes, little tiny little flashes moving across the screen of your mind. It's almost like a light is shining on your eyes inside.
I do kind of see the kind of like a snowy TV screen, but it's very, very dim.
But is this movement? Movement? There should be movement there.
I'm honestly not seeing any movement.
All right, I say maybe this is not the right time because we only have a few minutes. When you get back home or wherever you're going, I want you to sit in a chair. The situation is not very good for this. But I do recommend you go to... Let me just say it because I'm looking at the clock. You go to my website, FHU.com, and download... what's the name of it?
Be Still and Know?
No, not Be Still and Know. Not that one. isn't it ridiculous? Yeah, my brain stopped all of a sudden. There's a 7-minute meditation. That's it. Look and get a copy of it. It's no charge. And put it into your iPhone.
Yes, sir. I've actually been doing that. And that's what I'm calling. I've been doing that dedicated for a few months now. And
all right, so you do know what I'm talking about then?
Yes, sir, I do.
I will tell you, just do that and nothing else. And do that over the weekend and call me on Monday. Just do it a couple of times a day. And don't try to make anything happen. Don't try to help God. Be still. Because if you sit still and look at your eyelids, you will eventually see little pixels of light moving across the screen of your mind. I can see it now myself when I do it. But if you haven't seen it, I think it's just you need to go to my website and get that copy and play it in the morning, in the evening. And follow it through, but do not make any effort to help what is about to happen. That's it. You have to be still and know that I am God. That's what he says. And the stillness is a disconnection. If you do this correctly, it's a disconnection of your soul from your brain. You see, when you get a shock, And you don't understand anything, you get angry. What happens is, when you're a child, the soul gets tangled in with the brain, and the brain functions from this world. Cruelty, pleasure, etc., etc. All the things that are bad are outside us. You call me on Monday, would you please?
Yes, sir.
I'd be happy to go through this. But look for the little pixels of light. Wait for it, because there it is. It'll be there. All right. Well, we had an interesting program, I think, tonight. We covered a lot of ground. And there's only one thing that you need to do to resolve everything else, including war, civil war. Because in the end, those who find it, like Donald Trump, has got it. He's got it. You can't move him. He will move you, and the more you try to move him, the more he moves you back again. And he gets stronger. I will have you be that way. Thank you very much. Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And the number of my... Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, 800-877-3227. Got it. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.